Pocket Size Pep Talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jollis.
Well, all right then. Can you believe it? You're listening to podcast number one of Rob Jollis. And if it's anything like the Blarticle, which I started 11 years ago, we're going to have ourselves some fun for a long time. Well, let's hope so. So today I'm going to interview one of my favorite guests, and that would be me. And we're going to see what we can learn about the podcast, what's coming up, just how the ship's going to be run. So the first question I have for me is, how did I get here? Well, as many of you may know from looking at my bio, I've written some books and spent almost 40 years at this point going around the country, around the world, conducting seminars and workshops, 2.5 million miles in the air. I know hotels, and I know I know airplanes, and I certainly know the stage a little bit. I also know podcasting, but not from this side of the mic. It's probably why I'm so enjoying interviewing me, because I get interviewed a great deal on podcasts. And what I want to do is each week bring some of those interviews to you. So what have I done? Well, you know, I conduct seminars and workshops. I've been doing it for years and years. What am I about? I'm about 5'10 when I stand up straight. I want to bring content. I want to bring information. I want to keep it short and light. I don't want to waste your time, but I want to bring some value to you. So the shows for me, what are they going to be about? Well, my shows are going to be, I'd love to say they're going to be about selling or about presenting, and that's what I typically write about. But actually, I'm going to let my guests handle a lot of the heavy lifting on that. I'm going to keep it in the business world for the most part. But I've also enjoyed almost a decade of working with people who are in career transition, people who are looking for jobs, looking for work. And there are a lot of not only good tips for you, but lessons to be learned. So where does that fit into the business world? A little bit of life, a little bit of business. So I hope to be able to do that. The mission or the goal of the podcast is simple. I want to bring you some great content. I want to hopefully put a smile on your face. But I also want to finish every single podcast with something light, something repeatable and predictable, something that will put a little juice in your step. And so main themes, selling, persuasion, influence, professional speaking, public speaking, speaking in front of your team, and a whole lot more. I think we get to now to kind of one of my most important questions, which is, who's the show for? Well, I'm going to answer that, and it's a dangerous answer, because when you write a book, when you build a product, you don't really want it to be for everyone. That's a case of instinct versus logic. Instinctively, you do. Then we can get a nice big audience. But logically, you don't. How do you sell something for everyone? Okay, well, what a great lesson. And now let's break that lesson, because who's the show for? I'm trying to figure out who it's not for. I don't want to land heavily on any subject. So obviously, I can talk about selling. But that tends to frustrate people who are in nursing or in law firms who think, I don't handle an account. I don't carry a bag. I'm not a salesperson. But I deal in persuasion, I deal in influence, so we'll go from sales sometimes to persuasion to influence. I think the guests will drive that topic a little bit. But I want to talk about the human condition a little bit. In my last book, Why People Don't Believe You, I really did try and get a little bit deeper into not just the words, but the tune. So who's the show for? Sorry, I kind of have to reverse that question and figure out, who is it not for? And I really haven't figured that one out yet. So maybe as we go down the road and get a couple dozen podcasts under our belt, we'll figure out who the show isn't for. Why should people listen? That's a question I'd like to ask me. Why? Well, I hope I can kind of repeat what I'm trying to do on the Blarticle, which is to not just tell stories, but to have stories that have meaning and have those meanings drive us to lessons and have those lessons be repeatable and predictable so that we really find value, not just humor or entertainment, and in what we do. So For me, I hope people will listen because they're going to find a nugget, something that they can take. Format of the show, I'm not going to waste your time. So I get on a lot of shows that are an hour long, and I hope I don't waste people's time. But I think we live in a quicker world than that. I hope that we can introduce a topic, bring a guest on, have them net out what it is they want to talk about, hold that interview to 15 to 20 minutes, make sure that we close every time with a clear direction on what the pep talk really is, and so we don't have to go hunting for it. When will we publish it? Well, we're going to publish it every other Friday morning. I'm going to try and stick to it. I've been on Friday mornings for 11 years now. Now, I actually write a piece, the Blarticle, JOLLES.com. You'll find the Blarticle, which comes out every other Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. What I hope to do with the podcast is do the same thing, just grab those every other Friday. So every Friday, in fact, you'll hear from me. One Friday, it will be in written format. And the next Friday, it will be in broadcast format. So every other Friday, and we'll announce it. Finally, you know, need inspiration? Well, I hope so. I hope that in our broadcasts, we can find something inspiring. And, you know, I tell my clients a lot of times, look, I can entertain, I can motivate, I can inspire. If I couldn't do that, I wouldn't be in the professional speaking business for as long as I've been in the business. And compared to my competition, I've been in here a while. Like I said, probably 40 years with a microphone, 27 on my own, another decade with Xerox. So I've been there a while. So if I couldn't entertain, motivate, inspire, I really wouldn't be in business. So I can assure you, we'll do that. But I want a message. I don't want to finish anything without a message. When I do an interview, I'm really hoping that my guests can provide us a message. If they're struggling with that, I'm going to give them a little nudge and make sure they get us a message. But if that fails, I'll close with the message. But I want you to hang in there. I'm making a deal with you. I'll keep them short, 15, 20 minutes, but I won't leave you without a message. I won't leave you without something you can take with you. And if we can do that, we'll fulfill that request. We'll fulfill that title of a pocket-sized pep talk. So I hope you'll be great listeners. I've kept this one as short as I can. You know what we are. You know what we'll be about. The next one you get is going to be an interview. We'll go ahead and follow that format. Stick with me. I'm going to get better at this. You're going to get better at the messages that we're going to provide. And we're going to have a whale of a time. I'm looking forward to it. Welcome. And let's get going with Pocket Size Pep Talks. Yay.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at Jollis.com.